Good evening. This is KD2AIT, the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. And that is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Blue Wilderness Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blue on Jackson Hill. Here's an informal man. All parties want to check in with without traffic. Traffic has priority at all times. Break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Louisville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt & Whitney Mark 3716 Gun Street, Louisville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and Amateur Radio License does not require to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member to set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so for a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moveablerc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania. Checking into the Echolink system. We have it working here tonight. Over.
KA3TFB, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hi, Roger, Roger. Good evening to the net. Good evening to everybody. KA3TFB here. And we're going to hold the Echolink system together with some bubble gum and some tape. We had difficulties previous days here. We just couldn't make it through. 62 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. 67% humidity. And it's nice evening out. And we're just taking a rest here. We tried that first attempt on the FEMA class that's classified as 800B, as in boy. With that, we'll give it back to you. Thanks for being there. And we'll be listening here, KA3TFB, through the Echolink system. Back to net control. Over.
All right, Bill. Yeah, we've had an issue here with the Echolink station the last few nights. I had a problem either with a cable or a port in one of the routers here, and I got it backed up here together here last night, and the first one, I think, we saw them, I think it's checked in, so glad to see that it's working outside of my testing over here. All right, thanks. You have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. Hey, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else out there on the net. Temperature 57 degrees, and did have the wood stove going low for a while this morning, probably will the next few mornings as well, from what they're saying. And the batteries, I found that the batteries were bad in the sensor outdoors, but also now that I just put them in, and within a few minutes, the batteries in the receiver unit in the house went out too. So tomorrow, I got to get to, inside I can use the alkalines, but outside I have to, use the lithium because, and actually, the ones will stand more than about zero, where the lithium will stand down to about 40 below zero, so I got to have that to be useful here in the North Country, unlike down New York City or Virginia or way down south where you don't get below zero. So today, I took a fall today, bringing some wood in, and really twisted up my right ankle, but good. Lifting between that and my Leslie, I wish I had two canes I could use to walk now, but the swelling's gone down, and not quite as painful working on that right leg now, so hopefully my morning will be a lot better off. That will say God bless at 73, then 2 PFM clear.
Going to have to watch your step there. It's not even snow on the ground yet. Can't start slipping already. So, all right, George. Well, it's getting to be that time. Everybody's going to start firing up the stoves here soon enough. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2 NBU.
KC2 MBU, hey, what's going on?
Well, we got 58 degrees up on the hill here, and both cats are in already. So you know it's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah, that's usually a good sign. Well, that's all right. Getting to be that time of year, although we just picked a bunch of vegetables out of the garden today, probably, four or five, well, more than that, probably six or seven zucchini and squash, I don't know, maybe 20 pounds of potatoes, maybe something like that, and a bunch of peppers, and even a few tomatoes. So as long as it doesn't get below freezing or, you know, frost there, we'll be good. All right, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. KD2 AIT, are there any other check-ins? Well, for my myself there, I got up this morning and got to work, and I got a hum coming through my speakers. I don't know if that's something too close to it. Anyway, I got my new solid-state disk drive in today, finally. Boy, that's nice. The speed is five times faster than any mechanical drive that you're going to get, and at least five times faster. And, boy, everything's just so snappy. It's just like getting a new computer. And I saved the four of the old drives in there. They're my F drive now, and that to just offload some stuff that I don't use every day. But the operating system's on a 250 gigabyte SSD, which is kind of small these days, but I rarely ever go above 200 gigs in storage, so what was the point? And you can get them now for under $100. You gotta, once you get all the little cables and plates, to attach into your desktop, it comes up to maybe $115, $120, depending on what quality you're getting. And, well, that's worth it. Better than buying a brand new computer, which is what I was looking at one point. So I think maybe in another month or two, I might upgrade the video card, and then I think this computer will be good for a while. I was looking up at some new ones, and to be honest with you, I think I got this one 3-4 years ago, somewhere in there. And all the ones I look at, they were a little bit faster than the CPU, but that was about it. So a lot of it was those parts you can swap right out. And so there wasn't much of a point in spending money and, buy a whole new machine and they can pull out some parts and replace them. And, you're basically the same thing you get today. Anyway, alright, that's about all I have to report. KD2 AIT, are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'm now closed with Black River Valley 7th. Return to frequency regularly, which you used. I'd like to thank Bill, George, and Ray for checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. KD2 AIT, clear.
is Adam Zed for the United Counties. Traffic on emergency net. Working for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And, of course, I'm still having heavy interference from the Rochester 655, so please wait till your tail and your repeater drops. Give a few more seconds and then start checking in. Stations can start checking in. Stations, go ahead, please.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, the other repeater came up on me. I think I got, I heard the N2WBX, Dennis, good evening to you. I'm quite sure you were in there. I didn't hear anyone else, however, unfortunately. So let's try it one more time. Wait till the tail drops, give a few extra seconds, and then come in. We'll just hope the other repeater doesn't come up.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, good evening.
Okay, the other repeater stayed quiet. We got KC2NBU, hello Ray. N5AOW, good evening Bob. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. And why don't we try one more time? While we repeat the drop, I'm not going to go through it again because you've all heard me say it. So, stations, when things are quiet. Okay, I guess we got everybody tonight that's available at least. Thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Okay, guys, to the end of it.
Jack, I had a comment that might, I don't know if they've tried it or not, at 5AOW. You know, maybe if they can shorten the tail on that repeater, maybe that would help solve some of the problem that you have. So anyway, it was just a thought. Talk to you again another time, N5AOW clear.
Yeah. They could do me a favor by simply putting the PL phone back on again. I wouldn't bring them up every time I key up. And I know some of your stations up there are getting a problem from there too. And I think we're going to try to put the a decode on the Bungo repeater. That would probably help considerably too. But apparently it's not on or not working at the moment. Okay, buddy, thanks for your thoughts. I appreciate that. 7-3 to all. KA2 that is it.